তৎ পরস্পর্শ ধূত অখিল অশুভ।
You can divide the syllables. Sa tat karasparsa dhuta akila asubha. You cannot pronounce combinedly, just divide. Sa tat karasparsa dhuta akila asubha. Like anyway, chant. There is no board writing. Why? So many men could not write the board. They cannot see. Go on.
স্পর্শা ধূতা অখিলা অশুভা সপদি অভিব্যক্তা পরাত্ম দর্শন তৎপাদ পদ্মং হৃদি নির্বিকা দধৌ হিষ্যতনো ক্লিন্না হৃদু অশ্লোচন। প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ তৎকরস্পর্শ টচ আর দি লোটাস পাম অফ নৃসিংহদেব দি সেম পাম ওয়ার দেয়ার ইজ নেল Tavakara Kamalabari, Nakham Adhuta Sringam. The same palm with Nakha Adhuta. Dalita Hiranna Kosiputano Bringam. Immediately, with the nails only, the Lord did not require any weapon to kill this gigantic demon. Simply, nails, Tavakara Kamala. The example is very nice. Kamala, Kamala means lotus. The Lord's palm is just like lotus flower. Therefore, in the lotus flower it is very soft, very pleasing. How the nails came. Therefore, adhuta. Tavakara kamale adhuta. Nakham adhuta singa. It is not possible to grow some ferocious nails, piercing nails in the lotus flower. This is contradictory. Therefore, Jayadev said, adhuta. It is wonderful. It is astonishing. Therefore, Lord's power, exhibition of power and softness, they are all inconceivable. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained, unless you accept inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord, there is no understanding. In achinta, achinta shakti. Achinta means inconceivable. You cannot speculate how it is happening. How in the lotus flower there is so hard nails that immediately within a second it could kill a great demon like this. Therefore, it is achinta. We cannot conceive. Achinta. And the Vedic instruction is achinta kharuje bhava natastakina jujayet. Do not apply your poor logic in the matters which is inconceivable by you. There is no logic how lotus flower can grow there. They say mythology. Because they cannot conceive within their poor brain, they cannot accommodate how things happen like that. They say mythology, not mythology. It is fact, but it is inconceivable by you or us. It is not possible. So that the same Karakama was put on the head of Prahlada Maharaj. Prahlada Alhada Dayane. Prahlada Maharaj was feeling how blissful this is. Not only feeling, but immediately all his material unhappiness, pangs disappear. This is the process of transcendental touch. We can have the same facility in this age. It is not that Prahlada Maharaj became immediately jubilant by the touch of the lotus palm of the Lord. You can have the same benefit immediately if we become like Prahlada. Then it is possible. Krishna is Advaitin. So, in this age, Krishna has descended in his sound vibration form. Kali Yuga Naam Rupe Krishna Avata. In this age, because this fallen man in this age. They have no qualification. Manda, everyone is bad. Nobody is qualified. They have no spiritual knowledge. Don't mind in your Western countries. They are very much puffed up with material knowledge. But they have no spiritual knowledge. Perhaps in the history, for the first time in the history, they are getting some information of spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, there was no spiritual knowledge. They do not know. That's a fact. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhumi rapana lo vayu khangamano buddhiri vacha bhinnami prakriti yastadha. These materialistic persons, scientists, physicists, and other speculators, they are dealing with these elements, materials, earth, water, fire, air, ether, up to mind, psychology. Or little advanced intellect, but no more. They are dealing in their university, colleges, educational institutions. They are concerned with these elements, material. They have no spiritual knowledge. Krishna says, we get information from the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam, these eight elements, they are inferior. Therefore, because they are dealing with this inferior nature only, their knowledge is inferior. This is a fact. It is not that I am accusing, no. They have no information. Big professor, they say, this body finish. Body finish means panchatva prapta. They do not know that there is another body, subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego. They do not know. They are thinking this earth, water, air, fire, ether, that much. This is finished, I see. Either you burn the body or bury the body, finish everything, finish, then various other things. So they have no knowledge. So they have no knowledge even of the subtle body, earth, water, which carries the soul. And what they know about the soul? So Krishna gives information. In the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam, these elements, even up to mind, intelligence, ego, bhinna, they are mind-separated energy. Separated energy. And aparayam, this is inferior. And there is another superior nature. Aparayam, it has to be vidhimi prakriti para. Para means superior. Right? Now, they may be asking, what is that? We know these elements only. What is that? Another superior energy. Jiva-bhuta mahabha. Clearly said, that is living. And they are thinking that there is no other superior energy except these eight material elements, or five elements, therefore they are in ignorance. It is for the first time they are getting some knowledge. Bhagavad Gita as it is, and from that we can know that there is another superior energy, which is Jiva-bhuta, the living entity which is moving the body, that is superior energy. So they have no information Neither there is an attempt to understand the superior energy in their universities or institutions. Therefore, they are moolahs. They may be very much puffed up of their so-called knowledge, but according to Vedic knowledge, they are moolahs. And if one cannot understand the superior energy, prakriti, nature, then how one can understand God? That is not possible. Then again, dealings between God and the superior energy, that is bhakti. It is very difficult. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaye. The siddhaye means to understand that superior energy, that is siddhi. And after that, one can understand Krishna. It is very difficult, especially in this age, mandasu mandamatayo. Manda means they are not interested, or even they are little interested, they are very slow. They do not understand. This is the prime knowledge. First of all, we must know it. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, that superior knowledge. That is required. But everyone is neglected. There is no inquisitiveness even. What is that thing which is moving this body? There is no inquiry. They think automatically by combination of this matter, they are still persisting on this point. And when you challenge, you take this chemical and prepare the living form, they will say, that I cannot do. If you cannot do, then why you are speaking like nonsense, that the combination of matter of chemicals gives the life? You take the chemical. Our doctor, Sarup Damodar, in the California University, one big professor came to lecture in chemical evolution, and he challenged immediately, if I give you the chemical, can you produce life? He said, that I cannot. So, this is their position. They cannot prove it, they cannot do it. Science means not only observation, but experimental. That is complete. Otherwise, theory. It is not science. So they have got different theories that anyone can put forward. That is not. But real fact is that Krishna is spiritual, he is the supreme nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. This is the Vedic injunction. God is the supreme nitya itana. And the supreme living being. In the dictionary also it is said, God means the supreme being. They could not understand supreme living being. But in the Vedas it is said, not only supreme being, but supreme living being. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam, ekojo bahunam, vidadhati kama. That is the description of God. So, it is very difficult to understand even the spiritual substance and what to speak of God. The beginning of spiritual knowledge is to understand, first of all, what is spirit. They are taking the intelligence and mind as spirit. That is not spirit. Beyond that. Aparayam itasthu vidhime prakriti parayam. So, this perfection, as Prahlad Maharaj had, immediately by touching the Supreme Personality, we can also have. There is possibility, and very easily, because we are fallen, manda, very slow, very bad, manda, and sumandamadha, and because we are bad, everyone has manufacture a theory. Sumanna, mata, mata means opinion. And what is that opinion? Not only manda, but sumanda, very, very bad. Sumanna mata. Manda, sumanna mata yo. Manda bhagya, and all unfortunate. Or misfortune. Why? When there is knowledge, they will not take. They will theorize. They're unfortunate. Ready knowledge, but they will theorize. It is like this, it is like that, it is like perhaps, maybe. This is going on. There is manda bhagya. Just like, here is money. One will not take that money. He will work hard, like hogs and dogs, to earn money. So that means unfortunate. So mandyasa manda madayu manda bhagya. And because manda bhagya, there is upadhuta, all is disturbance. This was, that was, that was. Begin whole history, simply war. Why war? Why there is fight? There should not be any fight. Because everything is complete. Purnamidam. The world is full by this mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because it is the kingdom, this is also kingdom of God. But we have made it hell by unnecessarily fighting. Otherwise it is. For a devotee, purnam, visham purnam sukharti. Why there should be fight? God has supplied everything. You want water, three-fourths of the earth is full of water. Now that water is salt. God has processed, have to make it sweet. You cannot do this. Water you want, there is sufficient water. Why there should be scarcity? Now we heard in Europe, they were contemplating importing water. Was not that? Yes. In England, they are thinking of importing. Is that possible? But these rascal scientists think like that. They will import. Why not? The England is surrounded by water. Why don't you take water? No. Nirekori vas namitilo piya. I am living in water, I am dying of thirst. This rascal's philosophy. I think in our childhood, there was one book, a moral class book, said there was a story that a ship wrecked and they took the shelter of one boat, but some of them died of thirst because they could not drink water. So in this water they are living, but they died of thirst. So our position is that everything is full. And still you are dying and fighting. What is the reason? The reason is that we do not follow Krishna. This is absence of Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj used to say that the world is full of everything. Only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Only scarcity. Otherwise there is no scarcity. Everything is full. And if you take the instruction of Krishna, you will have it. Immediately. You can make the whole world happy. This instruction of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, so perfect. It must be perfect because it is coming from Krishna. It is not the so-called scientist theory. No. Perfect instruction. And if we follow the instruction, if we practically utilize, then whole world, visham purnam sukharati. As Nrisimhadev touched the head of Prahlad Maharaj, immediately you can have the same facility. What is that facility? How? Nrisimhadev is not here.
Krishna is not here. No, he is here. What is that?
Namarupe kulikale Krishna avata. Krishna is present by his name.
Krishna, don't think this Krishna, Hare Krishna, this name is different from Krishna. Absolutely.
Krishna, the deity Krishna, the name Krishna, the person Krishna, everything the same, absolute truth. There is no differentiation. So, in this age, simply by chanting, Krishnareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parampaji, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Don't think the holy name of Krishna is different from Krishna. It is Purna. Purna, Purna Mada, Purna Mida. Everything Purna. Purna means complete. We have tried to explain this completeness in our Isha Upanishad. We have read. So, stick to the holy name of Krishna. You will get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by direct touch of the lotus, palm of Nrisimha Dev. There is no difference. Always think like that, that as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. And then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Thank you.